Pope Benedict's visit to Britain from the 16th to the 19th of September will be the first ever state visit of a pope to the United Kingdom. Pope John Paul's 1982 trip was considered simply a pastoral journey because of the delicate political situation in the wake of the Falklands conflict earlier that same year. The joint statement from the government, together with the bishops' conferences of England and Wales and Scotland, says Pope Benedict's visit to Edinburgh, Glasgow, London, Coventry and Birmingham will be an unprecedented opportunity to strengthen ties between the UK and the Holy See on global initiatives and to stress the important role of faith in creating strong communities. Highlights of the visit will be the beatification of 19th century theologian Cardinal John Henry Newman and a major speech to British civil society at Westminster Hall in London. The Pope will be received by Queen Elizabeth II at the Palace of Holyrood House, her official residence in Scotland, and he'll visit the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, at his headquarters in Lambeth Palace on the south bank of the River Thames. Other key elements will include a public mass in Glasgow, a prayer vigil in London, an ecumenical encounter in Westminster Abbey, and an event focusing on the Church's role in education. The statement says relations between the Christian churches will be a theme of this visit, as will relations between major faiths represented in the UK today. Briefing journalists in London on Tuesday, Scottish Cardinal Keith Patrick O'Brien noted a defining feature of the Pope's teaching has been to remind Europe of its Christian roots and culture and to give guidance on the moral issues of the day. It is my hope, he added, that we all open our hearts to his words. For his part, the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nicholls, stressed the historic significance of this visit for all people in Britain today.
This is a deeply significant moment for the country as a whole, and of course for the Catholic community. And I hope it will show the Catholic community as being a real contributor to the well-being of this nation.
For full details of the Pope's forthcoming visit, just go to the user-friendly website, which was also launched on Tuesday, www.thepapalvisit.org.uk. I'm Philippa Hitchin.